League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's maddening when you have a mystery smell. Like when you smell something in your house or in your car or somewhere, you're like, what is that? What is that? And then you're trying to figure out where it's coming from and how did it get there? Ugh.
And then you're waiting for it to go away, but sometimes it just doesn't.
Right. So I had a mystery smell in my car and it fades out and then it comes back.
Yes.
And then sure enough, over the weekend, it started coming back again and I immediately picked up my phone and hit record.
It smells like it again in here.
It smells like poop in here.
But what is that smell?
It's your car.
Car smell.
Everybody check your shoes. It's again. It's again. The smell is back. Like, what is it?
Well, you're back in your car, so it's whatever you stepped in.
I didn't step in anything. I just checked. Nobody did. I don't know where it's coming from.
Dakota, you poop your pants?
No, she did not. She just went to the bathroom.
You poop your pants?
Paul.
He's got to follow up, you know? Yeah. I mean, sometimes kid will lie to you.
Dakota's my toddler, which is why I had to justify that she just went to the bathroom.
No, it's a code word that Anna actually uses. It's actually Anna's second name.
Yeah.
Did you poop your pants?
No, stop it, Raymond. Okay. I did not. You know what I did not. But it's maddening because the smell keeps coming back and it's awful.
Yeah.
So finally, we get home and I lose my mind. I'm like, Paul, I can't spend another week in this car with the smell, and I don't know what it is. So he starts stripping it down, even though I have searched under the seats. I've literally torn that car apart, and we figured out what it was, finally.
Paul, what was the mystery smell in the car?
We found out it's a mixture of mulch and fertilizer.
And how did the mulch and fertilizer get underneath the bed?
It was underneath the carpet thing. You had to pick it up and it was underneath where the spare tire sits on the trunk of the SUV.
And you think I put that there?
I think you maneuvered it around and let it fall down in there, because I put a blanket down when I loaded it up the truck with it and then shook it out. So it had to be you.
Raven.
Yeah.
You know me a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think I've ever touched mulch or fertilizer in my life?
I would seriously doubt it.
Right.
I would seriously doubt it.
Somehow, when he goes and he does his Home Depot trips, he somehow managed to get it to go under the bed in my car because I've got the bigger truck.
That's the death trap. And it's honestly the first place that you should look for a smell that emanates that you can't figure out. My last car, all right, there was a smell in my last car that I just couldn't figure out what it was. It went on for nearly a year.
Yeah.
I had them take apart that car. They took the fenders off the car trying to figure it out, figuring that it was like a dead wildlife or something that had got up in there. Never found it. 9 months, a year later, I found a mouse in the spare tire, area.
Oh.
I was sad for him. He clearly died under duress. It was very, very hot. I don't know if there's any other way to die but under duress. But he died under duress. It was very, very hot. But how could they not find it in there?
I know. Do you ever have a mystery smell? Georgia, what happened?
Oh, my God. My car smelled for like almost 2 weeks, and I just couldn't figure out what it was until I finally looked under my seat, and it was my one-year-old son's old milk sippy cup. I was like, oh, my God. It was insane. It was disgusting. I was like, ew.
You just got to throw that cup out at that point.
Oh, no. You definitely throw it out. I've been in this situation so many times because they finish it in the back seat and then they throw it and then you don't know where it goes. And like, you know how your car just eats things and it's like all the way underneath. You have no idea. That sour milk smell will destroy you. It will destroy your car smell. It is awful.
And it stays in there, right?
Ugh.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, it takes a while to air it out. I don't care how many of those little car air freshener trees, it's never coming out.
Gross.
1-800-330-9999. The mystery smell. What did it end up being? We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Fertilizer and mulch. That was the mystery smell in my car that has been driving me crazy for weeks. And the worst part was that it was in like the tire bed in the trunk, and my husband blamed me the whole time. I don't even know how it got there.
Well, I'm guessing it was something that he loaded up. I don't see you moving 40-pound bags of mulch.
Nope, absolutely not. You ever have a mystery smell? It just shows up out of nowhere, your house or in your car, and you can't figure out what it is? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Kelly.
Okay, so it's not in my car, but it was in our kitchen, and for the longest time, we couldn't figure out the smell. And so my husband was going to rip up our hardwood floor, take out the stove, because we couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. It ended up that I left chicken to defrost in my microwave for like a week and a half.
Nobody checked the microwave.
How do you? I mean, I use the microwave 1,000 times a day.
I don't.
I
bet you things could die in my microwave, and it would take a long time for you to figure it out.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, we were shocked that we didn't use the microwave that long, but we almost ripped up the hardwood floor.
Oh my god! Got lucky, I guess.
Yeah, thank
I suppose
you for the call.
Right.
Imagine they take a sledgehammer to the wall.
That's crazy.
Christy, what was that mystery smell?
Oh, my God. Well, I was commuting to college at the time, and for 2 weeks I complained to my father. Every time I got in the car, there was this horrible smell. I didn't know what it was. And one day when he decided to put something in the trunk, when he opened the trunk, he discovered that previously he had put a bag of fish in the back of the trunk with the intent of throwing it away at the dump. And he never did. The smell weeks with dead fish in the back of the car.
Sell the car. Sell the car. Right? Like, I mean, you got to rip the carpet out of the trunk. Like, that's just not coming out.
When I, in college, I lived with foreign exchange students, and they used to fry fish all the time, every single day. Our freezer was filled with frozen fish. It never got out of our walls or our clothes.
Never.
I had to throw away the clothes at the end of the semester. I lived on the third floor of that townhouse. It gets into everything.
And rotten fish is even worse.
Don, what was that smell?
Okay, whenever I was in college, I had this roommate, and he just showed up one day with this cat. He said, follow me home. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We can, like, pet him, da-da-da-da. He bought all the things, the litter box, the toys, the things, and shortly after the cat got there, we kept smelling this. Oh, it was awful. It was terrible. And he was like religious about cleaning out the litter box. So I'm like, well, then where is this coming from? We scoured the house, and it took us like close to 2 weeks before we found where the cat had decided to go. Instead of going in the litter box, it went behind this cardboard cutout of Tom Brady that we had in the living room and would do his business behind there. And so we moved the cutout, and there was like this small hill of desiccated cat poop, and it was terrible. It was awful.
It's disgusting.
Anna, I want you to think for a moment about the fact that you would have to be somewhere unguarded, new territory, new place, and at some point you've got to do your business. Is there anybody better on the planet that you would rely on than Tom Brady to look out for you while you were doing your business?
I guess if that's going to, I don't even want to make this disgusting joke. Never mind. I'm going to move on. But if you're going to do your business, it should be on Tom Brady.
That's what I'm talking. No, behind Tom Brady.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. The mystery smell. What was it? The mystery smell. You ever have that happen to you? All of a sudden you smell something like in the car, at your house. You can't figure out what it is. It won't go away. Ugh.
I had the dealership take apart my car. Fenders and everything. They took them off. Never found that smell.
We finally realized that my car smell was fertilizer and mulch that had gone under the bed where the spare tire was. And my husband had the nerve to blame me.
I love it when it bakes in the sun. The best.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the mystery smell?
Oh, my God. I got back from a vacation one time, and there was just this horrible stench coming from the garage. And so I initially thought, oh, maybe a skunk went in there. Maybe a rat died in there and the body was decomposing for a week. I couldn't find any animals, though. I looked all around the floor. I looked, maybe I thought it was inside the walls or something. I had no idea. Then finally, I saw the cooler that we took out, and we left food in it like 2 weeks before we left.
Aww.
Oh, my God. When I opened this, the food was like, it had like fungus, and it was the most god-awful, gut-wrenching smell I have ever smelled in my life. It was horrible.
What?
cooler's going in the trash, or I'm hitting it with the pressure washer from across the yard.
Oh, definitely. I would throw the whole thing away. Like, get out of here. Sometimes my daughter will forget to take food out of her lunchbox, and I'll walk by the book bag, and I'll be like, and you'll know right away, like, what went down. And it's like, see? And then the book bag smells, and she complains, and it's like, well, unload your backpack when you get home from school.
Sticks to it for a while.
Grace, what was your mystery smell, and what caused it?
Well, this is kind of odd, but the mystery smell was actually me. Yeah.
You smelled?
It's kind of, yeah, it was me. I had a baby, and, you know, after a week, I'm like, what's going on? You know, I do take showers. I do, you know, I am clean, especially with the new baby, obviously, but I couldn't figure out. It was like a stench. And I was like, what in the world is happening? So, you know, a week later, I went back to just to have the baby checked, and I did have a C-section. And then once I explained to the doctor what was going on, he said, oh, they probably left the placenta in your body. And I was like, okay. You know, I mean, it was my first one, so I didn't know what was happening. And so they, you know, they took out the placenta, and you know, that was it. That was, I know it sounds gross, but yeah, it was
rotting placenta, and she was smelling it coming from herself.
And I heard every word that she said. I mean, it's gonna stick with me.
I know.
But you had to repeat it. You're both just cruel to my ears.
I've never heard of anything like that. That's insane.
I know.
Oh, how scary and dangerous, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Yeah.
Right. Glad you made it. Glad you no longer smell.
That would be such an argument with me and my husband. He'd be like, did you shower today? I'd be like, I showered. Like, what are you talking about? He'd be like, you stink. I mean, oh, man. And then to find out something like that, awful.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.